And now, Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate Medical University's literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse, with this week's selection.
Thank you, Linda. We know it often takes courage for the person with a serious illness to keep going, to do whatever is necessary to achieve good health again. The Healing Muse often includes poignant testimonies from caregivers, those who wait and help in this healing process. They too must possess courage and great determination. They live sometimes on two levels. They hear and feel what is being said aloud, but inwardly they fear many things. Poet Lynn Lifshin offers us two poems in which the speaker is caring for her beloved and trying not to focus on their mutual fears. The first poem is called In the Video of Your Heart. In the video of your heart, the orange and blues swirl, waves under an ocean, a gush of water, a flash of blood. It's a tape to sleep by if I didn't know it was the clicks and murmurs that have to be fixed. Like a sluice pump, or the water going over Otter Falls, loud enough to sweep trees up in its rushing water, the roots tangling in the air like the arms of someone drowning, or the pale wrists of a woman beckoning or waving goodbye. Her second poem is called When You Talk About Making Dinner for Friends. When you talk about making dinner for friends when you retire in 5 years, I say nothing. I'm thinking only to the first snow, to a white blanketing us together. When my mother talked of her next spring, I thought only of a summer, a few weeks of lilacs, roses. We'll visit Virginia, D.C., once a year, you say, and I'm trying to remember mantras of hearts and valve repairs. You see yourself in a kitchen with copper pots and ladles, definitely not a white tile floor that shows every stain, while I try not to stare at the floor, as if I dug in, I'd uncover cracked skulls, bones, your words still cling to, heart tissue, all I'm afraid to lose.